Praise be Jesus Christ. Each and every one of us is called to become a saint, to arrive at holiness, to arrive at perfect charity. There are different ways to describe holiness. We can speak of it as union with God. We can speak of it as uniformity of our will with the will of God. We can speak of it as the perfection of charity, or as the prevalent action of the Holy Spirit in the soul by means of his gifts. But we can also speak of it as the imitation of Christ. We read this among spiritual authors. Holiness consists in the imitation of Christ. And as much or as perfect as our imitation of Christ is, that is the degree of our holiness. And so we see Saint Maximilian arriving at the heights of holiness. We see Saint Maximilian arriving at union with God, at uniformity with the will of God. We see the Holy Spirit acting in the soul of Saint Maximilian by means of his gifts. We see Saint Maximilian arriving at perfect charity. There is no greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. But Saint Maximilian fulfilled that literally in his life. We see Saint Maximilian imitating Christ. Christ, poor, chaste, and obedient, and above all, Son of Mary. And really, that is the key to Saint Maximilian's sanctity, is being a perfect Son of Mary Immaculate, of consecrating, yes, himself entirely to her, unconditionally, without limit, and irrevocably. And we shouldn't be surprised at his living out day to day his total consecration brings him to precisely the heights of sanctity, great heights of sanctity. Because in order to become saints, in order to imitate Christ, we need to allow Our Lady to fulfill her role as Mother of Christ, Head of the Church, and Mother of Christ, Body, members of Christ, okay, the body of Christ, members of the Church. And so Saint Maximilian, by consecrating himself entirely to Our Lady, and by living out that consecration day by day, he allows the Blessed Mother to work in his soul and to form him into another Christ, to allow him to imitate Christ perfectly. In order to become great saints, we need God's grace. In fact, this is another way of defining sanctity, the eminent development of grace in the soul. And so we see the need for Our Lady to arrive at the heights of sanctity, because she is the mediatrix of all graces. And so again, Saint Maximilian, by means of his total consecration, allows the mediatrix of all graces to communicate grace to his soul in abundance. If we are to arrive at the heights of sanctity, the Holy Spirit must act in our soul. And as St. Louis de Montfort teaches, along with the tradition of the Church, Our Lady, the spouse of the Holy Spirit, must be present if we want there to be the genuine, authentic action of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit acts only where he finds his spouse. And so those who are devoted to Our Lady, those who consecrate themselves totally to the Blessed Virgin Mary, are very pleasing to her spouse and are bound to have greater action, greater activity of the Holy Spirit in their lives. And so this is the task for each and every one of us, to become the saints that God wants us to be. And to become the saints that God wants us to be, we need to follow the path and the example of the saints that Holy Mother Church presents before us. And today, she presents us with the example of Saint Maximilian Kolbe, son of the Blessed Virgin Mary, imitator of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.